The Heart of a Goof by P.G. Wodehouse. Read by Jonathan Sissel. 1. The Heart of a Goof. It was a morning when all nature shouted "Faw." The breeze, as it blew gently up from the valley, seemed to bring a message of hope and cheer, whispering of Chipshot's hold and Brass's landing squarely on the meat. The fairway, as yet unscarred by the irons of 100 dubs, smiled greenly up at the azure sky, and the sun, peeping above the trees, looked like a giant golf ball, perfectly lofted by the mashie of some unseen god, and about to drop dead by the pin of the 18th. It was the day of the opening of the course after the long winter, and a crowd of considerable dimensions had collected at the first tee. Plus fours gleamed in the sunshine, and the air was charged with happy anticipation. In all that gay throng, there was but one sad face. It belonged to the man who was waggling his driver over the new ball perched on its little hill of sand. This man seemed careworn, hopeless. He gazed down the fairway, shifted his feet, waggled, gazed down the fairway again, shifted the dogs once more, and waggled afresh. He waggled as Hamlet might have waggled, moodily, irresolutely. Then at last he swung, and taking from his caddy the niblick which the intelligent lad had been holding in readiness from the moment when he had walked onto the tee, trudged wearily off to play his second. The oldest member, who had been observing the scene with a benevolent eye from his favourite chair on the terrace, sighed.